Okay, gentlemen, we are on Daf Lamed Aleph from a base, a little bit down the page. But Ma'amados and Ma'asibrachos is two dots. So you remember Ma'amados, when they used to go up to Yerushalayim, right? The Yisraelim used to take turns to go up to Yerushalayim. Kohanim had their turns, Levim had their turns, the Yisraelim had our turns too. We didn't all go, but we used to send, you know, messengers who would go for us. So when they were getting ready to go, so they used to gather in a city square, and they would read, before they left, they would read Ma'asibrachos. The Gemara asks, Minohani Mili, how do we know that that's true? Amar Rabbi Ami, Yomoli Ma'amados lo niskaimu shamayim varetz. Because had it not been for the Ma'amados, had it not been for the Korbanos, then the world wouldn't exist. That's why they read the creation of the world. Had it not been with our covenant with God, the world would not have been created. Avram asked God, it's astonishing, right? How do I know that my children will inherit the land? Hey, Amar Avram lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram said to God, Ribono Shalom, Shema Chas V'Shalom Yisrael Chodom Lefanecha V'Ata Osem Lem Kedor HaMavo Kedor HaFlaga. Maybe the Jewish people are going to sin and you're going to treat them like you treated the generation of the flood, the Migdal Bavel. Amar Lo, God said to him, Lav, nah, not going to do it. Amar Lo, fun of, Avram says, Ribono Shalom B'me Eida. Avram says, prove it. Right? He says, what do you mean, God? No, you're not going to do it. You know, I mean, you know, I'm sure that, you know, Adam may have, you know, felt like that too. You know, so like, you know, so how do I know? So Amar Lo, so God said, Kali Egla Mishuleshes. That's the Brisbane Abisarim. So Avram told him, we're going to have Korbanos. Korbanos, that's the sign. So Amar Lo, fun of Rabbanu Shalom, Tenach, Bizman Shabbos, Mikdash Kayim. Good, I understand. When we have Korbanos, so the Korbanos will save us. But Bizman Shabbos, Mikdash Kayim, Matah Elayim. But the base of English is going to be destroyed. So then what's going to happen? So Amar Lo, Kvar Takanti Lehem Seder Korbanos, Kozman Shekorin Behem Malani Alein Kilo Makivin Lefanei Korban Umochani Al Kol Avonos Ayim, that I already set up for them to say there are Korbanos. So this is where the Gemara says that anywhere we learn Korbanos, so it's like we bring Korbanos. This is one of the reasons, by the way, that we say Korbanos every morning. You know that part before the davening that everybody says, right, yeah, right, the Korbanos, right, yeah, right. So this is one of the reasons why. It's not the only reason why, but this is one of the reasons why. Because God told Avram that if we learn the Korbanos, then it's like we brought the korbanos. The Gemara says, "Batanios brachos uklalos vein masikim beklalos." On Tanis, we read the brachos and klalos, the tochacha in the Torah, and you're not allowed to stop in the middle of reading the klalos. The Gemara asks, "Minahani mili? How do we know? Where do we get that from?" Amar Rav Chiya bar Gamda, Amar Rav Asi, to Amar Kra, Musar bini al timas. The Gemara wants to know why are you not allowed to stop in the middle of reading the tochacha. So the Gemara answers, because you're not supposed to despise God's Musar, God's rebuke. So if you would stop in the middle, it would make it seem like you don't want to read it. And we're not supposed to act like we don't want to read it. So that's why we're supposed to read the whole thing. It's not because it's so terrible, by the way. It's because we don't want to make it seem like we don't want to read it. Reish Lakish Amar Lefi She'ein Omrim Bracha Ala Paranos. Reish Lakish says, no, it's a different reason. Because we don't want to say a bracha on those sections, on the punishments of Knesset Yisrael. So Ela Hechi of it, so then how are you supposed to read it if you don't say a bracha? So Tanik Shumascha Masle Pasuk Shalachim Shumasayim Sayim Pasuk Shalachim. You got to start before, you got to end after. That way you can make the bracha before, you can make the bracha after. Amar Abaye Lo Shanuel B'Kol Shabbat Torah Kohanim. This is only true about the Tochacha in Sefer Vayikra. Avakol Shabbat Mishnah Torah. But the Tochacha, which is in Devarim, posek, you can stop in the middle. My timer. What's the rationale? Why are they different? Halalu b'lashon rabin amuros u'moshe mepi agvura amran. Because the Tovacha in Vayikra is worse. Because the Tovacha in Vayikra is said in lashon rabin, so it seems like it's a curse on the whole congregation, not just on an individual. And also, right, it's directly from God those curses are said. But halalu, the ones in Devarim, b'lashon yachin amuros u'moshe mepi atzman amran. Moshe is just reviewing what God said. So the ones in Vayikra are worse than the ones in Devarim. That's why you're not supposed to stop in the ones of Vayikra. That's like the Musar of Hashem. The ones in Devarim, it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking, it's not as so bad. It's not as bad to stop in the middle of those. Levi Barbuti Havakari become a gam game kamid the Rav Huna. So Levi Barbuti was reading in front of Rav Huna, and he was reading the Tochacha, and he was reading like Megam game. He was like mumbling it. He was like moving through it quickly. So Amar Lo, Achen Afshecha, Lo Shonu Ela Klolu Shevatoras Kohenim, Av Mishnah Torah Posek. He said, listen, if you want to stop, you could just stop. You don't got to mumble through the whole thing. Just stop in the middle. Because we only said you're not allowed to stop in the Tochacha that's in Vayikra, but the one that's in Devarim, you are allowed to stop in the middle. Apparently, he was reading the one that's in Devarim, and therefore he told him, you don't got to mumble through. Just stop in the middle. Tani Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ezra Tikin Li Soshu Koron Klolo Shabbat Haras Koron Kodem Atzeres, Shemishnah Torah Kodem Rosh Hashanah. Ezra set up that we should read the Tochacha before Shavuos. That's the Tochacha in Vayikra, and the Tochacha in Devarim before Rosh Hashanah. My time, why? Amar Abayi, v'isim reish lakish, kidei shetich lashana v'kil loseha. Right, so that the year should end with its curses. So when we get the end of the year, we read the Tochacha to try to like say the Tochacha should be in this year, which is finishing right now. So we don't get the Tochacha in the new year, we get it at the end of the other year. There's a Sephardic piyut, the Sephardim say an Erev Rosh Hashanah that's based on this concept. Right, tich lashana v'kil loseha. We don't say it in Ashkenazi liturgy, but in the Sephardic liturgy, it's like that's the pismon for Erev Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's Erev Yom. No, I think it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. No, in any event, Bishlam Shav Mishnah Torah Ika Kadesh Tich Lashana V'Kil Loseha. That makes sense if you're talking before Rosh Hashanah because it's the end of the year. Elisha B'Toras Kohenim Atu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. But what about Shavuos? Shavuos is not the end of the year. So the Gemara says, no. Who said? In it is because Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos is also a Rosh Hashanah. Ditnanu Atzeres Al Pei Rosh Ilam. So Mishnah in the Dharm is also in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, right? That on Shavuos we're judged on Peiros Ha'ilan, so there's judgment on Shavuos, so we try to get rid of the curses, you know, before Shavuos comes in. Also, Tanya Rishim and Elazar Omer, Im Yomer Lachazakeinim Sisor V'Yaladim B'nei Sisor V'Yaltivne. If you've got different groups of advisors, youngins and elder statesmen. You know, so the youngins say you should build, and the elder statesmen say, no, don't build, knock it down, right? So the Gemara says you should listen to the elder statesmen, knock it down and don't build. Because elder statesmen, they know what they're talking about. If they say knock it down, that's probably the best way to build. Knock it down is probably the best way to build. Youngins, they don't really know what they're talking about. And so if they say build, you might really be knocking it down. The Simon Ladavar, and you learn this from Rechavam ben Shlomo. Right? You remember the story? Rechavam takes over from Shlomo HaMelech. Rechavam is Shlomo's son. Shlomo HaMelech, he built the Beit HaMikdash, but it came at a very hefty price. And so when Rechavam took over from Shlomo HaMelech, the Jews came to Rechavam and they said, listen, we love the Beit HaMikdash and we love your dad, but maybe can you lighten the tax burden just a little bit, you know? And Rechavam wasn't sure what to do. And so he asked his advisors, and he had two groups of advisors. He had the elder statesmen, and they said, listen, Rechavam, cut the taxes. And he had the youngins, and they said, no, raise the taxes. You got to show them that you mean business. And he listened to the youngins, he raised the taxes, and they broke away, and they started their own kingdom. And that's how the Malchus Yehuda and the Malchus Yisrael divided. The fight was about taxes. Who would have thunk it, right? In any event, the Gemara says further, Tana Rabbanan, Mokum Shem Asikim B'Shabbos, Shachris Shem Korim B'Mincha. So the place that you stop laning Shabbos morning, that's where you start laning from at Shabbos Mincha. So far, so good. Ba Mincha, the place you stop in Mincha, Shom Korin Basheni. That's where you pick up on Monday. So you don't repeat anything. You see, right? Basheni, Shom Korin Bachamishi. Wherever you stop on Monday, that's where you start from on Thursday. Bachamishi, Shom Korin LeShabbos Haba. And on Thursday, this is a good way to make sure that people came to Shul for Shabbos Mincha for Monday and for Thursday. Because sometimes people might want to miss Minyan, but if you told them you're going to miss Minyan, but you're also going to miss Pesukim in Kriyas HaTorah, I guarantee you everybody would come. Nobody wants to miss Pesukim in the Kriyas HaTorah. Why are you looking at me funny? What?
Aren't you supposed to, on Shabbos, aren't you supposed to start with the first?
Says, good, I'm glad we understand each other. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Makom shemafsikim b'Shabbos shachris, shom korim b'mincha. Wherever you stop reading Shabbos morning, that's where you pick up Shabbos mincha. But, u'basheni u'bachamishi, Ule Shabbos Haba. That's the same as Monday, Thursday, and the next Shabbos. So whatever you stop Shabbos morning, so Shabbos Mincha Monday, Thursday is all the same. Next Shabbos, you start from that same spot, right? Wherever you stop, sorry, that's how we do it. That's how we do it. Now, Amar Rabbi Zeira Halacha Makom Shavasigim B'Shabbos Shachar Sham Korim B'Mincha B'Sheni B'Chamishi Ule Shabbos Haba. That's how we do. V'Leima Halacha Kirev Yehuda. Why do we say that the Halacha is that's how we do it? Why didn't you just say the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Mishum De'Ivchilu. Because there are some people who had the reverse attributions in this teaching, so they wanted to make sure that you got the correct halacha, right? And so they said the halacha is wherever you stop Shabbos morning, that's where you pick up mincha, Shabbos mincha Monday, Thursday, and the next Shabbos morning. Tana Rabbanan poseach v'roe that oh this is very important. Tana Rabbanan the rabbis taught poseach v'roe when you get an aliyah, so you have to open the Torah, you have to see the place, then golel umivarech, then you close the Torah and make the bracha. V'chozer poseach v'korei, Divrei Rabbi Meir. And then you open it back up again, and you start reading. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, poseach v'roeh u'mivarech. Vikore, you open it up, you see it, you make the bracha, and you read, but you don't close it again. No closing in the middle. You open it, you see, you make the bracha, and you read. My time with Rabbi Meir, why did Rabbi Meir think you should close it when you make the bracha? Kedu'ula, like Ula's opinion, da'amar'ula. Why do we say that the guy who's laning is not allowed to translate? Remember we said, we learned this already, they used to lane and translate, but the guy who's laning, he's not allowed to translate. Why? We don't want anybody to think that the translation is written in the Torah. So the guy who's reading, he's not allowed to translate. So Hakanami Kedishal Yomu Brachos Ksum BaTorah. You don't want anybody to think that the brachos are in the Torah. So you got to close the Torah when you make the brachos, and then you could open it back up. Rabbi Yehuda, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Because he says make the brachos with it open. So Rabbi Yehuda Targamika Lamite Brachos Lekal Lamite. Somebody might think that the translation is written in the Torah. Nobody's going to think that the brachos are written in the Torah. It's the same brachos. Everybody who gets up there, how many times are the brachos going to be written in the Torah? People know what brachos are. People might think that the translation is written there, but people aren't going to think that the brachos are written there. By the way, the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch is like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. You do not close the Torah when you make the brachas. The Ramah says you should look out of the Torah because of concern for Rabbi Meir that people might think that the brachas are written in the Torah. You should look out. The Ramah actually specifically says to look left. I don't remember why he says to look left, but that's what he says. I know. In most shuls, the guy getting the aliyah stands on the right and the Baal Koreh stands on the left. So they put the brachos on the right, but the Ramah says to look left. I know. What do you want from me? What do you got? So if you need to look at the brachos, look at the brachos on the right. If you don't need to look at the brachos, you're going to say them by heart anyway. The Rama says to look left. Okay, very, very good. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Omer Rav Masna, Halacha Poseach Veroa, Mivarech Vekore. Good, that's what I just said. Velema Halacha Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't we say the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Nishum De Ifchi Luhu again. Because there was some people who had the reverse attributions on these teachings, they didn't want anybody to make a mistake. So Rashi actually says over here that he's not sure what these things are. That's what Rashi says. Luchos and Bimos. He's not sure what they are. So Rashi says he thinks, right, where did it go? Right, lo yadati mahein, Rashi says. But some people say, right, that the luchos are bookcases. That's where you stack the chumashim. Bookcases, yeah? And the bimos, Rashi says, is the platform they used to build, like for hakel. If they would have like a big reading, a public reading, so they used to build a special platform to stand on. So Luchos and the Bimos, they don't have any special Kedusha, and when you're done with it, you can do away with them however you want. So bookcases, even if they're holding Sfarim, don't receive any kind of Kedusha, and if you're finished with them, then you don't need to put them in the Sheamus or anything like that. Well, Ari, one second. Omar Rav, you'll ask me during the meal, okay? Omar Rav, Shifti Omar Rav Yochanan, HaGolo Sefer Torah Tzach Shemidena Ala Tfar. When you roll the Torah, you should make sure that the seam is by the place where you're going to roll. Right, you know, there's different interpretations in the Rishonim why this is true, but you know, some are nervous that it's going to tear. Some just think that it's a good place to roll because you want it to be tight. So you know, but in any event, right, you want to roll it to the seam. V'amar Rav Shiti, Amar Rav Yochanan, Golos Sefer Torah, Golulim Mibachutz, V'ena Golulim Mibifnim. You have to be careful if you're rolling the Torah by yourself, right? So we roll it with Atzei Chaim on the table, but if you're holding it in your lap, Rashi says maybe you don't have Atzei Chaim on it. You know, it's just so then. So you got to be careful when you roll it that you roll it towards yourself. You know, like I teach my kids, when you strike a match, you strike away. Right? I also teach them when you peel away. You know, when you roll a Torah, you roll in because you don't want to drop it. You know, you bring it closer to yourself. Mahadko mi bifnim. And then when you're closing it up, you won't want to cover it. So you want to close it up from the inside so that other people can see the writing. You don't want to block it when yourself with your body while you're closing it up. When you have Kriyas HaTorah, HaGodol Shebehem Golel. Right? The most chashev thing is Hagba. As we learned this Gemara a few weeks ago, months ago maybe already. I don't remember. We learned this Gemara, right? Sefer Torah, HaGololo Notel Schar Kulo. HaGolo Noto Schar Kulon. Right? That's that the one who does Hagba, he gets the schar of everybody involved. Amar Rishua ben Levi, Asar Shekar Batorah, HaGolo Sefer Torah, Kibol Schar Kulon. And the guy who does Hagba, he gets the schar of everybody. Schar Kulon. So he gets everybody schar. What everybody learned. Why does he get all the schar? Ela'ima Kibol Schar Keneged Kulon. He gets schar corollary to all of them. The Hagba is a big deal. Got a Hagba guy right here on my left. Ed is a Hagba guy. He's a big schus. From Rav Shifti, Rav Yochanan, Minayin Shemishtam Shem Bevaskol. How do you know you're allowed to listen to a baskol? Shenemar Vaznachat Shemana Devar Me'acharecha Leimor, that you're going to hear something from behind you. V'hani Mili Deshama Kol Gavra B'Masav Kol Issa B'Devar. That's only if you hear the voice. The baskol is the voice of a man in the city or the voice of a lady outside of the city. Meaning you know that it's a baskol and not just like a person. V'hu Da'amar Hain Hain V'hu Da'amar Lav Lav. And they got to repeat the answer. Yes, yes, no, no. That that way you know for sure that it's the truth. Don't ask me about Paschal. Vomer Rav Shadi, Omer Rav Yochanan, Kol Kari Below Mini Ima, Veshon Below Zimra, All of a Kasav Omer, Vagamani Nasati Lam Chukim Lo Tovim. Ooh, anybody who reads and they don't read with a nice tune, with a nice melody, with a good trup, in both Kriyas HaTorah, but also in learning. You got to learn with a nice melody. You got to learn with a nice melody. Yeah? So if you do that, if you learn without the nice tune, so God says, Gamini Nasadim Chukim Lo Tovim. It's not good. It's not good. So Maskala Abayim Mishum Dol Yadol Vesume Kolowa, because you can't sing nicely. So then Mishpatim Lo Yichubim. So Karispe Elo Kedarab Mishar Shadamar Shadamar Shadamar. That's not what it is. Damar Shnei Tamidi Chachama Yoshim Yerachas. Ve'ein Nochin Zed Zed Ba Alocha. Alayim Kosav Omer Gamini Nasadim Chukim Lo Tovim. Mishpatim Lo Yichubim. Right? It's if you have two people, two Tamidi Chachama, live in the same city, and they won't talk to each other about halacha. I know you can't imagine such a thing. I know it's not possible. It's not possible. But you know, just use your imagination a little bit. They won't discuss Torah with each other. You know, so that's what those psukim are talking about. That's not good. Omar Rebbe Pranach, that's his name. Omar Rebbe Yochanan Kola Oche Sefer Torah Arum Nikbar Arum. Ooh, anybody who holds a Sefer Torah barehanded, right? Arum, naked, barehanded. It means naked. Nikbar Arum, he'll be buried naked. It's not good. It's not good. So the Gemara asks, Arum Sokotaitach, really? I mean, really? Really? That would be very well. Naked. No, with nothing. Nothing. Trapped. Right. Naked. Totally naked. So Ella, Ema, Nikbar, Arum, below mitzvos. No, it doesn't mean you'll be buried naked. Naked with no mitzvos. Below mitzvos? Something like that. You hold the Torah bare and you lose all of your mitzvos? No. Ella, Amar Abaye, Nikbar, Arum, below oso mitzvah. You lose that mitzvah. So let's say that Kriyas HaTorah that you're doing, right? You don't get credit for that Kriyas HaTorah if you don't treat the Torah with the proper respect. I saw that that this assumes that you don't have to. If you have to do it, let's say like you're sewing a Sefer Torah together or something like that. So obviously you have to hold it, right? But outside of that. Amar Aviani Bereder Aviani Saba Mishmeder Aviani Rabba Mutav Tiglal Metbachas Al Yigol Sefer Torah. Also, make sure that you wrap the wrapper, meaning don't put like the wrapping down and then turn the Torah into, you know, like, you know, what are those things? A wimple? You know what I'm talking about? Those, you know, now we have those fancy belts that go around the Torah. But you know what I'm talking about? Those long wraps, you know, when you were kids, they used to have those. You know what I'm talking about? These go around. So in theory, you know, you could put that down and then roll the Torah into the wrap. The Gemara said, don't do that. No, don't. That's not respectful. You got to wrap the thing around the Torah. Good. For Yedaber Moshe Smoadei Adonai Obnei Yisrael Mitzvahs on Shiyukor and also Kolachas V'achas Bizmano. We read about each Chag on the Chag. Tana Rabbanon Moshe Tikin Yisrael Shiyu Sholim V'dorshim Minyano Sholyom Hilchos Pesach V'Pesach Hilchos Atzeres Batzeres Hilchos Chag B'Chag. You have to learn the halachos of each holiday on that holiday. Hadron Allah B'nei Yair Uslik Allah Meseches Megillah.